Something enormously important has happened at about this point. Up till that point, information has passed from one generation of living creatures to another, almost entirely through the DNA that makes up their cells, the nuclei of their cells. That DNA changes only slowly. Most changes don't work, and so creatures die out. The few that work actually carry information from one generation to another. And so evolution proceeds at a relatively slow pace, taking thousands of generations, probably, for creatures to evolve significantly. With humanity, a new mechanism started. With language, and later on written language, information could be passed very readily from one generation to another. What one man learned would be taught to his son, would be taught to his children, and so on. And that's what's fueled the very rapid changes of our human societies. The passage of information by means other than handing your DNA on to the next generation. About 5,000 years ago, we stopped being an oral culture and became a literary culture. Language was written down. We can go to libraries and read about what previous generations thought. And something like the urban society became possible. About 800 years ago in Europe, at any rate, an industrial society began. Big towns where they manufactured things, initially cloth and products like that, but later on, of course, metalworking and other industries. About 200 years ago, perhaps, beginning of the 19th century, we started what you might call a technological society. The rise of the steam engine, both to power factories and as a means of locomotion to move people around. And the latest big advance, I guess, the digital electronic society, which has been with us for little over 20 years, at least, as it affects the mass of people. Can you see the enormous acceleration of change that's taking place there? I've already said that. So that's the biological picture. Things are becoming incredibly complex, incredibly evolved in shorter and shorter times. By way of a postscript, I'd like us to think about our own lives. Look back over your own lifetime and think what's happened to you. Some of you may have done an exercise like this. If you haven't, you might find it interesting to do it. One version of it is what they call a lifeline or a timeline. Draw time along there and just draw a wiggly line recording significant events that you can recall in your life. So here's my timeline. That's when I went to school for the first time. That's perhaps when I went to secondary school. I won't tell you what all the others are. But when I look back, I'm not conscious of time so much as a continuous succession of events, but certain events assume dominance in my memory. When I look back at my life, I remember a sequence of very big events that had enormous significance for me. My guess is the same is true for all of you in this room. When I look back over the more recent past, of course, it's cluttered up with lots of more minor events. But as time goes past, So those little events, what I had for tea yesterday and so on, start to fade into insignificance, and I'm left with the big things when my child was born and things like that.